Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Thursday, the 9th of October. And we're going to talk about money this hour. We had this guest on last year, and he was just fabulous. He can give you so much information on how you select a financial advisor, how to create savings when you're young, how to create savings when you're old, what you should do with your house, where you should invest your money, how you can pay for college, the best investment strategies, how to get out of debt, should you lease or buy your car. The list of questions is endless, and Rick Edelman will join us in just a moment. He has won more than 75 awards for financial, business, and community work over the last 25 years. Went into the Financial Advisor Hall of Fame in 2004. He will be with us to talk about his book, which also happens to be a premium this hour of the program, Rick Edelman's The Truth About Money, Everything You Need to Know About Money. It's a very helpful guide, and we'll tell you how you can receive it during the course of this hour. We'll be welcoming phone calls for him and meeting him in just a moment. And to join our conversation with him, which will be coming up soon, you will call 800-486-8655. But we're talking all things money this hour because we, as you know, are in our fall membership drive. And your financial support is absolutely the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your place to go for great programs. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee. We encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs that you count on.
That's right. We did hear from 17 listeners last hour, and we certainly thank each of those folks for their pledges. And our goal this hour is 30 pledges, so we really need your help, and I know we can do it.
Oh, I'm sure we can, and we want you to make that pledge because your gift will automatically enter you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So help us meet our goal. Get entered in the drawing. Make a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, our listeners, Kathleen, crave substance, and that's hard to find some places, and that's why you listen to this program. We really sink our teeth into important topics like the truth about money.
Absolutely. We always have important topics. We had Robert Reich on earlier this week. We talked with John Katz about Simon the Donkey. We talked with Ken Burns recently and with Jeffrey Ward, who did the documentary for the terrific Roosevelt series, which we also talked about yesterday. All kinds of national politics, authors, presidential history, things that don't get attention, enough attention elsewhere, if they get it at all. You get it right here. And this kind of substance is only possible with your support. So make your contribution now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We know you give to support the programs here, but as an added incentive, we have something really special right now. It's Rick Edelman's book, The Truth About Money, fourth edition, updated for today's economic climate. And it's really yours when you give just a pledge of $120 or more. So if you can afford $10 a month, we'll send you that thank you gift, and we'll thank you. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
This is what your kids sound like when you don't listen to public radio.
You're looking at me.
Yes, you are.
And this is what your kids sound like when you do listen to public radio.
You're looking at me.
Yes, you are.
Okay, they might not get it now. But kids who grew up listening to public radio often end up listening to public radio as adults. Invest in their future learning. Donate today. Your kids will thank you later.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this, our fall membership drive. Your pledge might be $5 a month. Maybe if you can do it, $100 a month. We appreciate, we really do appreciate, and we also count on your gift.
And everyone who pledges this drive will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip, your choice of either the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. And you could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to pledge to participate. You can send us a postcard with your name, address, email, telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706. Send a postcard or, even better, make a pledge right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, that sounds a lot easier, just to make a pledge.
Absolutely.
A lot less confusing.
Right.
Your support here is very important for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that it helps pay for the equipment upgrades. That means that you and your fellow listeners get a clear signal statewide, news coverage, and useful website at WPR.org.
So your support helps WPR stay current, so you get the programs that you depend on without fail, as well as all of those extras like our mobile app. Be a part of keeping WPR strong and relevant with your gift at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And now that you made the decision to support WPR, you might be looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. And certainly that fits with the theme for today's
show. Exactly, your budget.
Your budget. The easiest way I found is becoming a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged automatically to your bank account or your credit card, and then you set it up to be ongoing.
And being a sustainer is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for WPR. It's also convenient and it's affordable for you. Choose a monthly amount, maybe $10, $20, and become a sustainer right now. Here's how you do it. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Now, you might be sitting there saying to yourself, oh, I'll pledge next time, or, well, you know, this is it. I'll think about it again. And unfortunately, this is it. This is the last chance.
This is our last
chance,
day for us.
Last day,
yeah,
here on Kathleen's show for you to make a pledge of support for this show during this membership drive.
So join the community of people who come together to make great radio. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Again, we're looking for 30 pledges in the next hour, and we really would appreciate you going to the phones now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So that's great. And sustainers, you don't need to worry because you are automatically entered.
And you can also ask for the book that we're going to be talking about here in just a minute. It's called The Truth About Money by Rick Edelman. Kathleen's guest is coming up in just a moment. So with your pledge of $120 or more, which breaks out to just $10 a month, you can receive that book, The Truth About Money. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you so much. Thanks, KP. And this is a terrific book. These don't happen all the time. So $120 pledge is about average, and it covers all aspects of money, and no matter where you are in your lifespan, it will help you if you're very young and you're trying to save money, if you're living at home maybe too long and it's time for you to move out so you can be an adult, if you are older and you want to retire, how you plan that. It's just, and it's information that's easy to understand. So that is our premium this hour, and we hope that you will avail yourselves of it. And Rick is with us now, Rick Edelman of Edelman Financial Services. He has won more than 75 financial, business, community, and philanthropic awards, inducted into the Financial Advisor Hall of Fame in 2004, named the number one independent financial advisor in the nation by Barron. He's written 7 books on personal finance. He has a radio show, which has been on the air for some 20 years, a monthly newsletter, and he serves on the boards of many organizations, including the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and the Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts. We'll be welcoming on-air phone calls for him, anything about financial planning, college costs, buying a house, buying a car, taking care of aging parents, all of that's on the table this hour. So feel free to give us a call and get some expert advice here at 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Hi, Rick. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, Kathleen, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, great pleasure to have you back. Well, because we do a lot of shows about history, you tell this story early in the book about Ben Franklin, his very last act in life. And would you please tell us that story?
Sure. Ben Franklin, of course, famous for a whole lot of things. But what a lot of folks don't realize is that in his will, he bequeathed money, about $4,000 in today's currency, to both the cities of Boston and Philadelphia. And he, of course, he was born in Boston, but made his claim to fame in Philly. And what he did, though, was very unusual. He didn't merely give the money. He gave the money and then said, you may not spend it for 100 years. And after 100 years, you can spend half of it.
That's great.
The other half you can't spend for 200 years. Now, I'm a big fan of long-term investing. But that's taking things to a level no one had ever in history ever attempted. And what Franklin understood is something that we all must understand, and that's the power of compound growth. You see, Ben Franklin understood that if you take a penny, remember he said a penny saved is a penny earned, that if you take that penny and you leave it alone and you let it grow and produce another penny, now the two pennies will become four, which become eight, 16, 32, 64, and let compound growth produce wealth. And he knows that it takes a long time to do this. So that's exactly what happened, is that the cities of Boston and Philadelphia left the money alone, and in the course of doing so, they amassed huge amounts of money on a completely unprecedented basis. Nobody had ever attempted this before, and the result was that they amassed tens of millions of dollars, which unfortunately both cities have now since spent. But it just demonstrates how tiny amounts of money are capable of growing to huge amounts if you just invest the money, leave it alone. And we can all apply this to our own personal finances. Save now for your long-term financial goals. If you've got a newborn child, you have 18 years to go for college. If you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you've got retirement in 10 or 20 or 30 years from now, start now. Let compound growth produce the wealth that you need.
You know, we're a country that seems to not do that, because you also cite early in the book these figures, and they're just astounding. Only 20% of retirees earn more than $50,000 a year.
It's fascinating.
That's astounding.
Yeah, we have to remember that the overwhelming majority of Americans are not earning much money. They are not accumulating much money. In fact, among the very poor, those with annual incomes below $15,000 a year, they're spending 20% of their annual income on lottery tickets. So clearly we have to fix this, because we know why people are buying lottery tickets. It's because they figure they have such little money, their only hope is to win the lottery. They don't understand compound growth. If you're 20 years old and you're trying to become a millionaire, most people would think, well, the only shot's the lottery of doing that. Did you know that for a 20-year-old, if they save $3 a day, the equivalent of three lottery tickets a day, that's less than a pack of cigarettes. That's less than a six-pack of beer. If you just take $3 a day from age 20 to age 65, you will have $1 million.
Amazing. And we spend it. You write also that, you know, you buy a cup of coffee, you have a donut or something, you do that every day or every other day, and holy Toledo, does that money add up?
It really does. So, you know, people think that it takes money to make money, and that's only half true. A lot of people figure, I better pay close attention on my housing, the car that I buy, because those expenses are huge and that makes a big difference. And although that's true, that's not the key to wealth. The real key to wealth isn't the car you drive, it's the cafe latte you buy.
Right.
It's the pack of cigarettes. It's the soda at lunch.
Yeah.
It's the shrimp cocktail at dinner. It's the $2 and $3 that makes a big difference in your ability to create wealth. So if you'll just make a subtle little change in your behavior, you'll be able to create wealth in ways that will astonish you.
So if you have $3 a day and you're starting at age 20, and then I'll ask at age 40 or at age 60, where do you put that $3 a day?
And that's really the key, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because if you squander it, if you throw it into lottery tickets, nothing good's going to happen. If you gamble it away, if you bury it under a mattress, if you put it into bank savings or checking accounts, you're not going to achieve the goal. The key that you have to recognize is that in order for Franklin to prove true, and my math as well on that $3 a day, you've got to earn effective rates of return. You've got to earn 8% or thereabouts per year. And people are going to say, in today's economy, how on earth do you earn 8% a year?
Yeah.
The answer is the stock market. And that's not what people enjoy hearing, because people are fearful of the stock market. Everybody remembers 2008,
right.
And there's still people shell-shocked. You have to remember that 2008 is noteworthy because it's so rare. That's only happened twice in the past 100 years. And, oh, by the way, the stock market, even though it's down today, it's still at all-time highs compared to 2008 and 1926. So we have to recognize that we must have a willingness to invest our money into diversified stock mutual funds and exchange traded funds, accept the fact that volatility is part of how they work, but volatility works to your favor. Everybody complains about the volatility and risk of the stock market, but what they don't understand is that nobody ever complains about upside volatility.
And should you be in charge of where the money goes in the stock market? Should you analyze what companies are doing well and what might be doing well, looking at trends, or do you leave that up to somebody?
Make it so much simpler, so much easier. If you buy a broad-based, diversified fund, something that owns all of the stocks, that's what we do for our clients. We're not trying to pick which stock is going to do best.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sucker's game. What we do instead is invest in every stock. Our clients own 8,000 securities from 40 countries. I don't care if Coke wins over Pepsi, IBM versus Microsoft, Delta versus United. I'm not playing that game. We own them all. In other words, if stocks are a horse race, I'm betting on every horse in the race, and I own the racetrack besides. So this way, we're going to enjoy the overall average results, and that's good enough for us to create wealth.
Rick Edelman is our guest, and we're going to welcome. We already have a ton of phone calls coming in. He can answer virtually any financial question you have. His book is our premium this hour. We figured if we're in the business of gathering money for Wisconsin Public Radio, why not be in the business of your gathering money so you can give some of it to us, too? Rick Edelman's book is The Truth About Money, Everything You Need to Know About Money. And it's easy to explain. It's very well easy to read, very well written and easy for people who don't understand a whole lot about money or the stock market or buying a house or any of that. It's for people like that, like me. Our phone number for you to pledge for $120, you may become financially secure. The pledge number is 888-202-2552. And this is our last couple hours. We won't be pledging again this show. So we would ask that you pledge today, please. 888-202-2552. And for you to speak with Rick, our on-air number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655 to your calls momentarily on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to phone calls for Rick Edelman, and we start with Eric in Sun Prairie. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm quite well, thank you.
Good.
So my situation, I'm 30 years old and just getting divorced. I have a VA home loan, and I own a duplex. The other half recently was foreclosed on, and it'll be coming on the market soon. I'm wondering if it would be a good idea to, I have to refinance to make the mortgage in my name anyway, if I can, should refinance to buy that and make it a rental property.
Well, I want to make sure you're not suffering from something we call anchoring bias. In other words, if you didn't own this property in the first place, had no ties to it of any kind, and you suddenly had cash available to you to invest, and you could buy any investment on the planet that you had the option to buy, would you choose to buy this duplex and turn it into a rental? In other words, will this rental generate as much profit between income and growth on an after-cost, after-tax basis, as an alternative investment would at equivalent or lower risk and liquidity? So that's the question you've got to ask yourself. very often I find people engaging in what we call anchoring, which is a behavioral finance phenomenon where people buy an investment or they hold an investment merely because they've already got some connection to it. We see it most often with people who inherit a house from mom or dad when they pass away. You know, I've got mom's house. Should I keep it? Well, if you had never, if your mom left you cash, would you have bought that house? And usually the answer is no. So, Eric, you need to convince me that this investment is better than alternative investments you might otherwise make. And I'm not sure that you're going to discover that that is, in fact, the case. If you don't know how to do that analysis, or if you don't have enough data in order to make that decision just yet, talk with a financial advisor because we can help you figure that out. So we've got offices, for example, in Wisconsin. There are lots of great financial advisors.
Oops. Rick is gone.
To figure out if you should do that.
Okay. Rick Edelman is our guest. And the book actually has some really valuable advice about getting the equity out of the house now while you can. And there are some very interesting strategies, which I had never thought of, for buying, selling, and owning homes. So that's an interesting part of his book. The book is a premium this hour. We're in a pledge drive as well. The book is The Truth About Money, Everything You Need to Know About Money. And $120 pledge to us will get you the book. And it might be very helpful. It will be helpful to you. Why am I saying might? It's true. It's going to be helpful to you. So here's how you pledge. 888-202-2552. We'll take more phone calls for Rick in a moment. The pledge, again, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn, KP Whaley joining me in our studios, and we are in our fall membership drive. And for KP and me, it's the last 2 hours of our asking you to support this program. We rely on you to keep our programs going strong, and your gift of any amount will make a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And it does look like some folks are taking advantage of that premium.
Great.
Of the book as well. We still do need about 20 more pledges, though, in the next half hour or so. And as, again, an added incentive, a pledge amount of any amount enters you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can donate for your chance to travel along the Rhine River in Europe or see Alaska or tour France.
So your pledge not only keeps this program on the air, it enters you in the drawing for this trip of your choice. Make your contribution, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
There's a strong chance that the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you or close to your heart, whether it's state issues, technology, the environment. We really try to bring shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and enjoyable. Because WPR touches you, make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in our last hour and a half of asking for your support, just a reminder that you can get this book, The Truth About Money, for your pledge of $120 a month. It's $120 a year. It's only $10 a month.
And that's a great deal.
It's a great deal. And it's really a good book. It's a big, fat book that covers all kinds of things.
If you're thinking that your tax dollars, federal and state, support us, you're right, they do. And we thank you for that.
But contributions from individual listeners make the quality and variety of programs possible. Listener support, I don't know if you know this or not, is the single biggest piece of our budget pie. So you make the difference. WPR matters to you. Make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How'd you like to cruise up the Rhine River, visiting beautiful towns in Germany and France? That could be you this December, enjoying Christmas markets, tasting fine cheeses, walking through picturesque towns. You'll even visit Beethoven's home and enjoy classical music throughout the trip. This tour is just one of three trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
And again, that's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. KP Whaley is with me, and we are asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Your gift might be $10, $20 a month, whatever you choose to give us. We thank you. We really do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We also hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've either gotten their first job out of college and they can finally afford to give, or people who are older and realize, hey, I'm a grown-up now and it's time to give to WPR.
And giving money to something you believe in, I'm sure Rick will attest to this, a service you rely on, is a great way to begin a new phase of your life. We encourage that. You decide the amount. $5 a month is an example of what many first-time donors give. And go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We do have some first-time pledges in this hour already, so join those folks and your friends and neighbors who believe in WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of everyone who listens to make the radio station as good as it can be.
When you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you will be doing your part to make that all that happens here every day, all the news, all the information, all the conversation, making sure it's here every day.
And we're still looking for 19 more pledges in the next 26 minutes or so. So help out now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, you needn't worry. You are automatically entered.
Ask for the book, Rick's book, The Truth About Money, with your pledge of $120 or more. That's a $10 a month pledge. That you can do right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you very much. Again, 888-202-2552. Thanks, KP. Our guest this hour giving you financial advice is Rick Edelman. And his book, now in its fourth edition, is The Truth About Money. It covers financial planning, understanding capital markets, fixed income investments, investment strategies, financial strategies, how to get out of debt, should you buy or lease your car, how to pay for college, how to care for aging parents, buying, selling, owning homes, taxes, retirement planning, and the list goes on. And we're welcoming phone calls for him. Our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Dennis in Wautoma is our next caller for you, Rick. Hi, Dennis.
Hello there.
Hi.
Did you want my question?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was wondering, with the legalization of gay marriage in Wautoma, or well, in all of Wisconsin now, what Rick has to say about people like ourselves who've been together for 25 years and have a civil union, what the pitfalls of going forward with a wedding at this point or not would be.
All right.
From a financial planning standpoint, there are no disadvantages, and in fact, several advantages of doing so. One of the things that has annoyed us the most as financial advisors is that gay couples have been unable to avail themselves of the legal protections that married couples enjoy. I'll give you the most egregious example of this. Let's say that you're in a relationship with somebody and you are, as far as you're concerned, you know, as close as you could possibly be, just like a married couple might be, and one of you is in a serious car accident, rushed to the hospital, unconscious, and the other of you rushes to the hospital to find out what's going on. The hospital personnel legally will not talk to you. They will not tell you the condition of the patient. They will not take into consideration your views on how the patient should be treated or cared for because you are of no legal connection to your partner. You're not a family member. You're not a spouse. And that is horrific. And in some cases, we've actually heard stories where the partner has been told to leave the hospital because they have no representation or legal rights. As a married person, you have such legal rights of protecting each other. Another example is in pension benefits programs and 401ks. Spouses have legal protections over their spouse's 401k assets, for example. If you are married, you are entitled to your spouse's 401k assets if your spouse dies. But if you're unmarried, you don't have that protection. So we are very big fans of the fact that and that across the land, we're hoping ultimately it'll be this way everywhere, everyone can marry. And we need to eliminate this discriminatory situation merely from a financial planning perspective. I put merely in quotes. So if you are not married, if either because you choose not to be due to the nature of your relationship, or you are unable to be due to the legal scenario in your jurisdiction, you need to talk with a financial advisor before you make fundamental decisions. I'll tell you one thing that worries me often is when unmarried partners, gay or straight, agree to buy a house together. And it's fascinating to me that people who have the ability to marry legally choose not to, but they do agree to sign a legal contract to buy a house. We need to make sure that there are protections in place in case something happens in the relationship, in case there become financial difficulties or health challenges or unemployment issues. We need to look at these issues from a financial planning perspective, and those who have unmarried partners, whether gay or straight, have issues that married couples do not face. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of getting good financial advice from a professional advisor.
Thank you, Dennis, for your call. Bill in Racine. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I'm wondering, I'm in my 70s, and there's an old rule that you can withdraw 4% per year of this retirement money that, you know, you finally accumulated. My question is, if I'm risk-averse, which I am with all these ups and downs, what percent would you put into, the, say, a broad-based stock mutual fund, and what percent would you put into a bond mutual fund, broad-based?
That's a great question, and I will give you a highly specific answer for you that will be applicable to everybody who's listening. Because you've asked the key question, the most important question there is, how should I invest my money? How much of it should be in stocks versus bonds versus bank accounts, CDs, and how much of it should be in real estate and so on? It all depends on what you just noted, your age, how much income you need, your life expectancy, and very importantly, how much risk are you willing to take with your investments? So here's the answer for you. Go to my website at rickedelman.com. There is something we call the GPS, the Guide to Portfolio Selection. You'll answer a bunch of questions. It takes you less than a minute, and it will tell you exactly what your asset allocation should look like. It'll tell you how much you should have in stocks versus bonds and so on. It's fast, it's fun, and it's free. We offer it as a free community service, and it will answer your questions specifically and show you how your money should be invested based on your situation.
Thank you very much for your call. Let's talk about college for a moment. We've done so many shows on student debt and the mess that so many young people are in as they graduate from college and can't find jobs and have to pay back enormous loans. What do we do about college these days? And do you see eventually there will be a political change here and college will become less expensive, Rick? But how do you save for it in the meantime, even if that doesn't happen?
Yeah, long-term, Kathleen, college will become cheaper, not because of the government, but because of technology. But for us in the meantime, I've got a huge chapter in my book, The Truth About Money, which you're offering as a premium right now, that if you have a kid or grandkid headed to college, you really need to read this chapter of the book because it will really help you a lot. There is something we have to understand in today's economic society. College is specifically designed to give you skills so that you can get a better job and earn a higher income. College isn't what it was in the 1960s and 70s. People used to go to college, meaning our generation, mine at least,
mine as well,
went to college to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Personal enrichment. That is not the case anymore. Today, kids are going to college because they know they need to get a better economic foothold in society and in their careers. That means you've got to look at college as an economic issue, and that means making it as cheap as possible. If you're going to be a school teacher, which is a wonderful career, you had better not go to a private out-of-state school that costs $200,000 to get that degree, because you know as a school teacher you're not going to earn all that much money and you won't be able to pay off the cost of that degree. I mean, if you're going to be a doctor, engineer, lawyer, fine, whatever. If you're among the top 5% of the population headed to Harvard, God bless, good for you. But if you're like the vast majority of Americans, if your kids are like the vast majority of Americans, we've got to look at college as a serious ROI. Do not allow that 17-year-old to dictate where they're going to go to college and what they're going to pay for it, because they have no comprehension of the economic realities of life. You won't let the 17-year-old demand that you buy them a Corvette.
And you shouldn't allow that 17-year-old to demand that they go to a private out-of-state school at $50,000 a year. So we have to apply some serious economics to this. The good news is, as I mentioned, technology is improving this. College costs are going to come down over the next 10 to 20 years because of technology. But that doesn't do us any good today unless your child or grandchild is a newborn. So if you're the parent or the grandparent, you need to read my chapter on the cost of college and how to get your college degree without saddling yourself or your children with massive amounts of debt that will take decades to recover from.
Yeah. And Rick mentioned the premium. His book is The Premium this hour. We only have about 20 minutes left this hour. So let me give you our pledge phone number again for $120 pledge. That's just $10 a month. You'll get his valuable advice on a whole host of issues. Pledge number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. Why did you bring up, and what do you mean by out the door by 24?
We now have children graduating college, and they're becoming members of the boomerang generation. They leave home at 18 to go to college, and upon graduation at 21, they're back in the house. Now, I'm okay with that because, frankly, if the kid returns home, they avoid the cost of living independently on their own. So when they go get their first job, which we know in today's economy is not as easy as it used to be anyway, they can take the income from their job and save it. They're not going to squander it on rent and other living expenses. And by saving their money for several years, they can actually come up with enough of a down payment to either buy an inexpensive home or to get themselves situated so that they can live more comfortably and start saving for their future. But let's get real here. Too many kids come home not because it's a wise economic move, but because mom makes it so easy. Mom and dad pay for the rent and the mortgage. Mom and dad are providing a big screen TV in the living room. Mom's doing the cooking and the cleaning and the ironing and the washing. And the kids have no motivation to get out of the house. We need to get these kids to recognize that when you graduated college, they stamped the word adult on your forehead. And by the time you're 24, 25 years old, you got to get on with your life. Get out in the real world, learn what it's like, and become a productive member of society.
Bill and Nina is next. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hypothetically, two people, age 30 and age 60, see the market going down substantially. How far should you let the market go down before you take your money out of that broad basket of market and set it out for a while?
Neither one should do that, period. Think back to 2008. When the market goes down, you should be getting excited, not scared. When the market goes down, you have to recognize two things. Number one, prices are cheaper when they were, which means it's now a buying opportunity. So if you were happy to invest when the Dow was at 16,000, you should be thrilled when the Dow's at 14,000. The cheaper it gets, the better the buying opportunity. So you should be looking to add money to your investments, not pulling money out. Second, we have to remember that the stock market only does two things, right? It goes up and it goes down. We know that. So guess what happens after it goes up? It goes down. And guess what happens after it goes down? It goes up. So if you're watching the market go down, just wait, because what's going to happen next? It's going to go up again. Emotionally, too many investors, whether they're 30 or 60, tend to react emotionally. They buy high because they're excited, and they sell low because they're scared. Neither one is a profitable strategy. So whether you're 30 or 60, you need to recognize that investing is part of the game, and volatility is part of investing. It's just how it works. Don't allow volatility to scare you. Turn it to your advantage. And if you don't know how to do that, or if you don't have the stomach to do it right, if you can't trust your own emotions to let you do what you need to do at the time you need to do it, that's why you hire a financial advisor. That's what our clients are, and I'm a typical financial advisor. Our clients hire us because they know we'll provide the handholding to prevent them from doing something dumb at the very moment they shouldn't be doing that.
Thanks, Bill, for the call. Scott in Door County, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question, and I'll try to not give too much detail because it's kind of lengthy, but I have a home that I no longer live in that's a rental property, and I need to get rid of it for a lot of reasons. I'm pretty motivated to get rid of it. It's going to be – I owe more than it's worth, like a lot of people, and I'm working with a credit union who does not do debt forgiveness. What they do is they write a loan for the difference if the sale comes short. And then, of course, I've got a loan with interest. So they've approved me up to a certain amount, but it looks like, according to my realtor, the amount that I'm going to be short is quite a bit more than that. So now I don't even know how to proceed with the sale.
Are you able to get Scott, enough rental income to cover the monthly cost of the property?
I'm sorry?
Enough rental income? Do you get enough to cover the cost of the property?
I do right now, but that's going to end in 2 months. And I really don't want to bring on another renter because I live hundreds of miles from the property, and it's not very easy to be a landlord from that far away.
Right.
So,
It's difficult to give you advice because there's so many details involved, but I would encourage you to consider the possibility of hiring a real estate management company to handle the property locally so that you can continue to rent the property, because it might be better off, instead of destroying your credit and tying up tens of thousands of dollars in additional cost to get out of this property at a massive loss, to continue carrying the property if you can get positive cash flow from the rent, even after paying the 10% management fee to a local real estate firm, until the market improves sufficiently where you can sell the property at a better amount. I would encourage you to talk with a financial advisor who can spend 2 hours with you instead of just 20 seconds to give you more effective, comprehensive advice. But I'm a little concerned about the scenario you've played out, and I don't think I would support you engaging in that.
Scott, thank you very much for the call. Back to where we started for just a moment here, considering the fact that so many people have not saved very much for retirement, and they're going to have a pretty hard time getting through the last years of their lives, and that young people tend not to save at all. What can you say to people, Rick, to change that dynamic? Why are we so abysmal about this in America?
It's largely a lack of education. And that's because your parents never told you about money. And the reason your parents never told you is that they never had to. We have to remember that a generation ago, you worked until 62 and you were dead at 65. You didn't have to plan for your future because you weren't going to have one. So your parents got a gold watch, a pension, and their house paid off by the time they were in their 60s, and they were set for their limited lifespan in retirement. They never told you otherwise because it wasn't their experience or their elders' experience. Mm-hmm. But it's different for us today. People are now retiring at 65 and living to 95. And it was the notion of retirement as a 20th century innovation is simply obsolete. So it's a lack of education. And that's why my book is so important, The Truth About Money, your premium for this hour. It was named Book of the Year twice. The new fourth edition was named Book of the Year by the Institute for Financial Literacy, because part one of the book explains what it is you need to know, why you need to understand the importance of saving for the future, a future you are almost certainly to have. So it begins with education, and that's why I'm so glad, Kathleen, you're providing the service today on the show. It's just like what I do on my public television TV show. As you know, I'm a huge fan of public radio and public TV, and we do an awful lot of educational work there to help people understand you need to change how you're managing money, how you're thinking about money, because our life expectancies are so much longer than ever before in human history.
And we'll take one more phone call. Let's go to Paul in Wausau. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
A similar situation to the caller before. I bought a duplex in Milwaukee in 2004, refinanced it in 2007, all bad times to do what I was doing. Now I'm best case scenario with comparables in the area. I'm about $25,000 upside down on the property. I live in Wausau, Wisconsin, and the wife and I would like to be a little bit more mobile, and the duplex is keeping that from happening.
Rick?
I would probably tell you to sell the property, take the loss, learn your lesson. There are too many people who think that financial success is determined by the investments they buy, and they buy real estate or stocks or gold or you name it because they think that's going to be a successful investment approach. We need to get away from products and focus on goals and objectives. Goals-based investing is how you achieve financial success, not by picking what you think is hot and avoiding what's not. So many of us learned this lesson very deadly over the last decade or so. My fear is that many people, even though they experienced losses, still haven't learned the lesson itself, and they're just going to repeat the same mistake. So, Paul, since you and your wife want to start over, I think that's fabulous. I think you literally do that. Sell the property, take your lumps, start over. And this time, do it right. Don't repeat the old mistakes. Meet with a financial advisor who can engage in the financial planning process with you on a goals-based approach. What do you want to accomplish?
When do you want to accomplish it? Let's map out a game plan to get you from here to there. You'd be amazed how effective that approach can be.
And thank you, Rick, very much for being with us. You want to, and you are kind enough to make your book as a premium, which is, we thank you very much. And you obviously are a believer in public radio and television because you do a show on public television. Where else do you get this kind of information, right?
We're really big fans of everything that you're doing, Kathleen, and the station, and everything we can do to help, we're happy to. We find that Americans are so hardworking and so diligent mm-hmm. and so caring, and it's frustrating that despite their own best efforts, they're making fundamental mistakes that are causing themselves and their families insecurities and frustration, and I'm just happy to help any way I can. So thanks very much for the chance to be with you today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. Rick Edelman, and you spell it R-I-C, because he mentioned his website, E-D-E-L-M-A-N. The book is, and it's a very good one. It's very large, and it covers, it's a paperback, and it covers everything you need to know about money in America. The Truth About Money, it's in its fourth edition and was ranked the number one book for everybody learning about money. And that's a pretty high ranking. It's a good honor. So if you pledge, when you pledge, $120, which is only $10 a month, then we'll send you this book by Rick. And the pledge number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn. KP Whaley is joining me, and this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. We're in the last hour and 5 minutes of asking for your support of this program. Your gift of any amount makes these discussions possible. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We're certainly getting a lot of requests for Rick's book, and you still have a few minutes left to do that, and you're helping us stay on track with our goal. When you pledge, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip as well.
And you could travel the Rhine River in Europe, see Alaska's beautiful scenery, experience the culture and cuisine of France. You help pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show as well when you give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Certainly you enjoy shows like we've had today with Rick. This book is really, it's been updated with today's economic
It's really valuable.
You know, climate. It's got retirement, investments, everything you'd need to know, really, everything you need to know
about money. Right.
Exactly.
And so take a few minutes to make a pledge. If you can do 120, that'd be great to make this hour and so many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Make your pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have many more great conversations to come, just like this one. And again, you can choose the book, The Truth About Money, as your thank you gift for a pledge of $120 or more. Again, $10 a month, certainly less than the $3 a day that that Rick was talking about. So your pledge supports the programs that you support. And especially this one right now that you're listening to. Again, this is our final day for Kathleen's show to be on Pledge Drive. So make your pledge now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sam from Madison, and my husband and I are sustainers of WPR. Wisconsin Public Radio is really my main source for global news and community news. My husband and I like being sustainers because I don't have to think about the contribution that I write out. It's automatic. And when I hear appeals on the radio, I already feel good. Like, yes, I made my donation and I'm making it monthly, so I don't have to think about it. I think it's critical that my husband and I support Wisconsin Public Radio and the programming that they broadcast. We really are lucky to live in this community, and I only want to make it stronger. So I hope you'll join me in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio as a sustaining member.
And how you do that is you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift, we hope it's $120 a month. We'll send you this book and you can know everything you need to know about money. Or $15 a month, whatever you choose to give would be just dandy.
Yeah. During the fall membership drive, pledges have really been coming in from just $5 a month and up. And even into the multiple thousands of dollars. So maybe if you're in a position to do so, you might be considering a pledge of $200 or more a month. And if that programming is essential to your life, you might want to consider joining the 9XM Leadership Circle. A gift of that amount will help make it possible. That's the leadership gift right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for as many pledges as we can get. This is the last hour for us to ask for your support of the Kathleen Dunn Show. So now's the time to give. And you can, you know, read this book about money as well. So it's just all good.
Yeah, it's good. It's also the last chance to get this book. So
absolutely.
So do pledge any amount and you're automatically entered to win 2 tickets on a trip to Alaska, to the Rhine River. We've been talking about it all week long. The France, you can go to many places. Last chance to get the book from Rick Edelman, though.
Yeah, it is, just in the next few minutes. So please pledge. Here, like Camille and Nathan from Sun Prairie, they just got married and they love WPR.
Right.
Now they can get this book and everybody will be happy and they'll have enough money
to retire and buy a house.
It'll be terrific. Save for
college.
I know, and have a good dog and oh, what a life. Pledge at 888-202-2552. Just quickly.
Yeah. 888-202-2552. Where else can you get great programming like we do here every day at the Kathleen Dunn Show? So join the many listeners that are making pledges now.
Yeah. Thanks, KP, for all you do. And thanks to Scotty Myers for on-air production. Thanks to KP for producing this show. Again, $120 pledge just in the next couple minutes. The Truth About Money by Rick Edelman, who's a big public radio guy himself. Thanks.